Okay, so you were telling me about the lady who worked for
over in Edwardsville. And she thought sure all she had to do was walk down the aisle. I said, they weren't going to let me eat in here. So she found out they didn't let us eat in there because I was with her.
Well, were there some shops in Alton that you couldn't shop in?
Oh, no, no, they let you shop. You could shop, you know. There'd never been a... When you'd go in, they thought instead of coming to buy that you might be coming to steal, and they would follow you, you know. And one time I went in the furniture store, and I asked, you know, to see what I wanted was when they first had the freezer and the refrigerator part separated, and I was over in St. Louis, and he wanted to know why I wanted. I said, that's what I want. My boss is so-and-so and so-and-so, and he doesn't. I said, that's beside the point. In other words, why would you with your little pennies want certain things? No, it was interesting, really laughable now. It never did bother me. I didn't let things bother me.
Here's a picture from the book The Best of Alton showing downtown 3rd Street on a Saturday night. Do you remember it looking like that, all busy?
Ooh, not with cars? That meant, not that, no, and see, I don't know. This is later, you know, because when I was coming along, not many cars.
What about later when you got older? Do you
But I didn't go downtown at night.
Do you remember some of these shops along here, like Kresge's?
Oh, yes, Kresge's, Woolworth, and as I said, Young's, Vogue, Schaefer's. You see Schaefer's there?
I don't see Schaefer's. I see Schiff's Big Shoe Store. There's Hartman's. What was Hartman's?
Men's store, I think.
And there's Young's.
Yes.
That was a big clothing store.
Oh, yes. And then, see, Vogue was supposed to be exclusive. My dad said this is the way they do it. When you come to sell to Vogue, don't sell to anyone else in the clothing business in Alton. Okay, so that made Vogue was the one that had this dress. But if you go over in St. Louis, it wasn't exclusive. And then what happened is they had a misunderstanding because somebody made a mistake and sold Vogue some dresses and sold Young some of the same ones. And so that was my dad said, now that's the way they did it. You know, you can't sell to anyone else in Austin because we're going to be the store the high price store. And I was fortunate because my dad worked there, but I didn't get that many clothes because my dad didn't have that much.
And I don't know what this is here. It's a Cecil's?
Oh, yeah, that's a men's clothing. Uh-huh. Yeah, this was on, Cecil's was there on the corner. That's men's clothing.
And there's almost no just men's clothing stores left in Alton today, just Bartlett's, I believe.
I guess not. Mm-mm. But this was men's store, Cecil's and... you know, and all.
And here's a picture of a traffic cop. Do you remember seeing traffic cops?
Oh, yes. We had, one of my friends was married to a traffic cop. But when they first started, her husband said, when they'd stop and say to him, do you know where so-and-so and so-and-so is? He said, I'd give him directions even though I didn't know what I was saying, because they expected me to know, so I told him something. I said, ooh, this is something else. Give him directions and you don't know what you're talking about.
And I know across the street down on 3rd Street, there used to be a place called Schneider's.
Oh, yes. What's there now? This building still there, isn't it?
It is still there. It's called Tootie's Antiques.
Oh, Yeah, because they had men's and women's clothing.
Right, and now we're looking in the book Alton, Illinois Illustrated, 1912.
Mm-hmm. But they had, the S. Snyders had all the little things, you know, jeans and shoes and all this. And I have bought dresses there at Snyder's.
And I know also downtown they had a place called H.K. Johnson.
Yeah, that's where you bought all the your kettles and your all these things. And the interesting part in Snyder's, I mean in H.K. Johnson, there was a lady who worked in there who kept her hat on. We don't know why, but she worked in her hat. You know, like you dress, they kept that hat on. We used to talk about that. This hat, she'd have that hat on. She had some, I don't know if she was a secretary or what she was, but she had that hat on all the time. Yes, I remember. H.K. Johnson, everybody. And that was down there across from the mill.
What about this place here called the S.H. Weiss Drug Company? That was on 2nd Street. Do you remember that?
Well, no, I don't know anything about it. No.
Maybe that was before your time.
Well, even if it was that far away, we didn't have a car. We had to depend on the streetcar.
What would you say was maybe your favorite place to go shopping in Alton?
I didn't do that much shopping. My dad, when I was a teenager, there were some things. No, when I was little, my dad could buy my things. But I used to buy things at Young's. We bought it at Young's. And then, of course, I worked as stock girl at Vogue on Saturdays for a while. And I didn't buy many things there, you know, because the things were expensive. But we bought at Young's. And let's see, there were other, whatever the cheapest places where we'd have to go, you know. So I didn't have any favor. Wherever you had something, I had the pennies to pay for. But I worked for a lady that had these three boys, and I got $3 a week.
Was that the lady from Edwardsville?
No, that was a lady that had taken me to Edwardsville. She lived in Alton, and $3 a week, took care of three boys.
That must have been a handful.
Well, I didn't let it become a handful. And she went to the hair. I see there's some things you don't do. She went to the hairdresser one time and had the hairdresser to call and tell me something. But the hairdresser talked to one of the boys. And he gave me the message. And he said, Mother said, they had potatoes every day. Peel the potatoes and then you could go home. Well, I hadn't talked to her. I went home. And they were by themselves. Ooh, she was really angry. She said, how come you? I said, because you said so. No, I didn't. I said, she didn't talk to me. And she kept on talking and she said, but I don't feel I'm to blame. And I put my hands on my little hips and I said, and I don't feel that I'm to blame. I said, I don't know who's to blame, but I wasn't to blame. But in the first place, she should have called me. And the hairdresser lied and said she talked to me, you know. It wasn't my fault. I said, that's strange, but that's what the message the child gave me. So yeah, take peel the potatoes and then go home.
Was this when you were in high school you worked for her?
No, this was in between college, you know. Yeah, no, this was in between college, $3 a week. But, now that's a $3 a week. I went in time with that $3, I bought a hat. And a dress. And they were nice. And I didn't have a $3.
What did you do for fun when you were in high school?
You didn't do much. I lived out past the center, you know, out there on Lincoln Avenue. There weren't any lights. We had, when we'd come in, we'd have to have a flashlight. Oh, all these lights weren't out there. It was a long time before lights were out there. We had, when we'd come in this way, we'd have to have flashlights going home. And of course, I didn't get to go out. You know what? How was I going to go out? My dad didn't have a car, and I didn't know anybody could go. I know one time I thought I was being slick. I was wanting to go to a party, and I was all dressed when my parents weren't home. When they came home, I said, I'll be dressed, and then I'll tell them I'm invited to a party, and I'll be ready. I was just dressed for nothing. You know, I couldn't go to it. My dad said, you are going to that party. And the only time my dad and I had a misunderstanding was I was trying, you know, you couldn't buy whipped cream like you buy and push the little button. You had to whip the cream. I was whipping slowly. Dad said, hurry up and whip it. And I did. So I had a little bowl of butter. And what did I do? I learned this lesson. What did I do? I went to bed without my dinner. You're going to make him angry. Because he told me to whip it and it turned to butter. But I found out I was a hungry one, didn't bother him when I said, you can't. If I wasn't punishing him, I was punishing myself. Went on to bed without my dinner. Because he had said, whip the butter. Go ahead and whip it fast, you know.
Now, what about when you were in college? Did you get to go out much then?
Oh, where was I going to go? Where my place to go?
So, they're going to the movies. You didn't do that.
Oh, we go to the movies in the daytime.
Oh, in the daytime.
Yeah, you go to movies in the daytime. Couldn't go at nighttime because you wouldn't have. How were you going to get back home? The streetcars only run to a certain time, and then after you got off the streetcar, you have a long distance to walk.
Oh, okay.
People I knew didn't have cars.
So you spent a lot of time.
You get to go to the movies in the afternoon, you know, like that. So you could ride, or maybe we could walk from up here all the way down. We walked from up here on Lincoln Avenue all the way downtown. We used to enjoy it. It was friends of the Browns that lived next door to me, a big family, and some of us used to walk from Lincoln Avenue all the way downtown.
Down to Broadway?
Oh, sure.
What would you do down on Broadway then?
Well, I mean, if you were going to go to something, all the way down on Broadway, we could walk if we were going to, or if we wanted to do a little shopping, we just decide we want to walk.
Must have taken a while.
Well, when you're young, it doesn't take long. And then see where Lovejoy School is, that used to be a playground. It was a playground before they used the ground to build Lovejoy School.
Over on Tremont.
On Tremont.
And you would go there?
Yeah, I would go there for the 4th of July picnic that they would have on those grounds. See, it wasn't any school or anything, but they used that ground for picnics. And one of my cousins and I, we were supposed to come back before it got dark, and we were trying to make it back, and everybody's come back here, it came her father coming after us.
Did you ever go to any of the parades in town?
No, not really, because the parade comes right on down here, and we didn't have sense of the, see, I lived out on Lincoln Avenue, and we didn't realize that the parade, when we just go to the cemetery and wait, watch for the people to come in the cemetery and listen to the speakers. We didn't have sense of know they had a parade that had already come up here and come through to the cemetery. See, those of us who lived out on Lincoln Avenue, we just, when we hear the music and they were coming in the cemetery, that's when we would rush to the cemetery because it was just a short walking distance from our houses to the cemetery. There's so many things we didn't know. And I'll tell you something else we didn't know. See, when you don't know, you're happy. Each spring, we used to have a day off from school. We didn't know everybody didn't have a day off from school. Unless some of them could choose. But they gave us a day off because there was going to be a boat ride for the high school students, and we weren't included. You have to pay, but even if you could pay, you weren't included. So that was our holiday, and we were so glad we got the holiday, and then finally we found out one day, I guess you did. They had to have free time for those who were going to ride the boat, and then you couldn't ride the boat, so you had had a holiday that day.
So they only let the white kids ride the bus
that's white
and told everybody else
that. We didn't question this was gonna be a day off. And we didn't find out till one of our friends wanted to pay to ride the boat, and they told her, you know, she couldn't. And then when they used to have a party, see all these things there, that and that those things did not bother me either. It seemed like I'd really be bitter. I wasn't bitter. Okay. When they told us, when we were teachers, they had a party for teachers. And when they sent the slip around, we signed to say we were going to attend the party. And somebody had to be the goat. There was a nice nurse that all of us liked, a Caucasian nurse. And she had to say, they invited you, but they hoped you wouldn't come.
That's just mean, isn't it?
They invite, you know, but they were quite sure we wouldn't come. Or when we decided we'd come, they didn't want us to go. And for some people, integration was hard. But see, for I was among the last ones. First grade went on down. So the ice had been broken. It wasn't hard for me. I wasn't going to let it be hard for me because I told somebody there was no one I disliked. And if somebody disliked me, it sure is awful. Have to work all day with somebody you didn't like.
That's true. And you were telling me before the interview started that you and your husband had this house built that you're still living in now?
Had it built. Buster had to buy the lot and had it built.
Was there not many houses around here when you started to do that?
The Baileys were already in there. He built No, let's see. That little house across the street wasn't, but there was a house on the corner that they'd torn down. And all the rest of these back here were back here. And they were Caucasians lived in the houses back here. Back here they did, you know. And all these houses, I think, were back here.
Unfortunately, it seems now in Alton that a lot of the houses are just rental property.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have, see that, we don't have, and there's a house on the corner that burned right here, you know, and there used to be houses far down the line. No, but we don't have any rental property in our block.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Because I think when people own their home, they tend to take care of it better.
Uh-huh.
Don't you?
Yeah. This is true.
As opposed to when
they just rent. And some people don't want to own a house. Do you know that? They'll say, I don't want to own a house. You have to pay taxes. You have to do something. So they don't want to own one. And what one of my little cousins said, I was saying, do you... I said, I do not want anyone to stay with me. And she said, and I said, certainly not my grandson that's the triplet. She said, you would not. I said, no. Then she starts talking about your godson, and I have two relatives and a godson that have to work together as far as when something happens. But my godson, not Rutger. You should be a relative. I thought, now how am I going to get relatives from Chicago? They know me, they love me, but you can't take care of my business. And you can know your relatives, and just being related does not mean you want them to stay. I said, I want to be able to control my surroundings. I don't want somebody coming and telling me what to do.
That's true.
And I will be, when I'm too sick to take care, put me in the nicest nursing home, use up every 25 cents I have. Don't try to leave anything for anybody. I want good care. And I don't have to worry about it because Dwayne will see that I get good care. And so will I have two cousins, two cousins and Dwayne, and they both, all of them know how to talk and ask for the things they need. And it's legal. I tried to tell her. I said, you don't have to worry. It's all legal.
Now, has this neighborhood you're living in now, because you've lived here, you said, how many years?
44.
Has it changed much over those 44 years?
Yes, because of a house down, you know, as far as the houses being removed, two houses across the street, they've changed. We've never had a lot of children in our block. In the house across that says for sale, there were children, and just one in the Bailey's house. And then there have never been many children in the block. So, and we got along beautifully, you know, no problem.
And I know up at the end of your street there's a park.
Yes, Salute Park.
Uh-huh. And I know in the summertime you drive by and you always see kids.
Oh yes, the 100 I don't know whether he's president or not. The 100 black men, they take charge of the basketball games and things like that. But all I know is they're having a basketball game when I see the cars. I don't go up to check on the basketball games. Not that I'm afraid, I just don't go up.
Have they always played basketball?
Oh, no. They haven't always had lights and everything in the park. See? It was just park when I was coming up.
So it's only been recently
not just recently, but you know, Yes, a lot of things. You could, for instance, when you say no lights, street lights, or no lights down this way, no lights. But I wasn't afraid. I'd take a little flashlight and go. And I wasn't afraid to go by myself or what have you.
And where did you meet your husband at?
Well, I was working at Lovejoy School, and his uncle was a custodian. And he came from Marshall, Missouri to visit his uncle, and I met him then. You know, he remained until he had to go in service. But when he came, I waited until 50 to get married because of the fact got married, you would lose your tenure. And when I got to the place, I said, I don't care whether I lose my tenure or not, I'm going to get married. And that's the year that they said you wouldn't lose your tenure if you got married. But that's not the reason I waited. And in the first place, when he came back, we didn't get married. He married someone else and it didn't work out. And then he came to Alton to work. And then it's when I met, you know, then we got married in 50.
Where did he work at in Alton?
Duncan's Foundry. And then he worked the school. He was drove the bus for the school system.
And what was your maiden name?
Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R.
And when you were dating him, where did you do anything in Alton?
What?
Am I asking you questions?
He didn't have a car. He didn't have a car. No, he brought a car, but it wasn't his altogether, so he had to take it back home. So he had to depend on riding with his uncle, or if there was something special, like I belonged to the sorority and something in East St. Louis, we would ride with other people, you know. We didn't do that much, wasn't that much to do. Didn't have that much money to do anything with.
And then maybe as you, after you got married?
After I got married, then see, I was a person who, like I said to him, now something should happen to me. You can't keep on staying with my parents. You have to have some place to stay after, you know, if I should die. So I said, we need a home. And fortunately, this lot was for sale, you know. But how was I fortunate? This honestly paid off for me because a man owned this. The house and this property, and when he looked at the taxes 1 year, the taxes was much less than they had been, and found out that his daughter had taken a lot off, had it taken so that she was going to get one of these lots without, so so he decided she's going to do it that way. He wouldn't let her have it. So he sold, he said he'd sell this to us. We were blessed again. I had told him that I would buy the lot. We went on vacation. When we came back from vacation, he said, there's a man. I'm waiting on for the man to get his money. He told me how much the man was going to give him for the lot. I didn't, now you know, with my little meager salary, I said, and the lot was worth what that man was going to. I said, I'll give it to you, and I'll give it to you cash. So that's the way we got this lot, because I was able to give him cash for the lot. Well, then, see, we couldn't build right away. And I said to my husband, I'll say teacher salary now. Way back, I'll say $300. And whatever I said I would do, I could figure out a way. I'll say $300 a month. You know, and when it's time, then we'll be able to build. And so when we got to the point, we talked, and we didn't have to pay anything the whole time they were building this house. We were ready with this little meager money that I had saved. And that's where, but we moved and my husband was out of work for 9 months. Duncan's, you know, didn't have any use for him. You just moved. Whole 9 months. So I said, I sure was glad I knew how to add and subtract and divide and do all those. That's the only thing that kept things going.
Well, that's good then that you knew that.
Oh, yeah. And then I had a little plan. If even after we had been here for a while, I would say, now, we've already paid for the whatever we're going to pay. If you find a refrigerator. No, I did the refrigerator. I said, how much is the refrigerator? And they told me, so I went home and started saving the money. So it was time to buy a refrigerator. I had my cash money, didn't have to pay any interest. Okay, now, whatever I was buying, when I finished paying, then I start saving the money that was a payment on something. You know, that's where you accumulate. You save whatever, whenever you finish paying for something, then start saving the money. And then for your pension, you know, you only pay pension for 9 months. Then I never bothered my pension in the summertime. I saved my pension. And years ago, when they paid you every 2 weeks, I don't know what they did. But at Christmas time, you got two checks. You got your December check, and you got your January check. Somebody said, what do you do with yours? I said, save it till January. A lot of them would spend their January check in December and not have any money in January. I said, you can't. Well, but see, that didn't bother me. I didn't try to control. I said, this works for me, whatever works for you. Yeah, I'd hold mine until time for January. But here they were spending, you know, Christmas time, you had two checks. Good. And as far as Christmas was concerned, the triplets, no, none of them have to like me because I didn't buy them all.
Well, that's okay. Well, Mr. Graham, I think we're going to wrap up now.
Uh-huh.
Can you just tell me real briefly, what do you think is your favorite thing about living in Alton?
I have nothing to compare to. I just enjoy being a part of some people like, I wouldn't want to live in a big city. This is good for me. I like being because it's fairly small. You know, when you say Chicago, St. Louis, I get scared. Or even East St. Louis, I get scared.
Too big.
Yeah.
So Alton is just the right size for you.
Just the right size. And then since I'm not, don't want to be in vine, since you have cars, and if you wanted to do, you can, you know, and everything. Yeah. So that's. I have never wanted to live any other place.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I don't know what I told you.